we all put it out, but we wonder how many other people put it out. These are some big numbers from Baltimore County.
Yes, in Baltimore County in 2012, we set an all-time record with more than 52,500 tons of recycling.
Putting that into perspective, how does that compare to, in the last decade, some of the numbers?
Well, we've been moving up over the last few years from about 36,000 tons in 2009, and over the last few years, each year, we've gone up. We introduced single stream in 2010, both to the single family and townhomes, and then later on to the apartments and condos. So all of those things have contributed to that increase.
How important has single stream been? It seems like it's made it so easy for folks.
Well, it is easy, and we also accept a wider variety of materials, and we encourage people to go on our website, www.baltimorecountymd.gov/recycling, and you can find out all the materials that you can recycle in the program.
It seems like nowadays it's almost more you can recycle than you can. It seems though almost all the time when there's a question, it's usually something you can recycle.
Well, about half of the material is recyclable that you may have coming through your home. So, again, we encourage you to try to recycle all that you can. And you can also go to bcrecycles.com, see how your area of the county is doing compared to the other areas.
Are there some areas in the county that are kind of out in front in the recycling game?
Yes. The Brooklynville-Ruxton area is one of the ones that consistently is high. And we're here today in the Catonsville-Oella area because it's right now running number two in 2012. And that's up from number three in 2011. So we wanted to spotlight this area for its progress.
What does it mean for the county to have so many people recycling?
Well, for one thing, it's avoiding a tremendous amount of disposal costs. In 2012 alone, we avoided approximately $3 million that would have been expense if we had not been recycling that amount of material.
And when people think of that, they're thinking of real numbers when instead of having something thrown out, it's recycled.
That's right. So it's good for the environment and it's good for the county fiscally. Both of those points are things that we want to emphasize here today.
Where are you looking to go from here when it comes to recycling in the county?
Well, probably the next big thing is that we're going to have our own single stream sorting facility in Cockeysville later this year. And that will allow the county to get even more of the value of the material kept here in Baltimore County.
How important is that that process that's going to be done there?
Well, it's important in that Baltimore County is, again, a leader in terms of recycling by having its own facility to recycle the materials that the residents of Baltimore County set out.
Right now, you're using another facility?
Yes, we have a private facility that we're using down in Howard County. It's run by Waste Management. And in the time that we're setting up our own single-stream facility, we need to use that facility.
I know each year a different type of recycling comes on board. A lot of people ask me about styrofoam when they, especially around the holidays or when they have something delivered to their home, they would like to be able to recycle their styrofoam.
Now, at this time, that's not something that we're recycling, and we want to be careful that we only ask people to recycle things that we feel comfortable about having a steady market for. So there's plenty of other things. Again, I encourage people to go on our website, and you can find out a very wide variety of materials that are recyclable in the program.
Would there be a goal down the road to maybe eventually folks being able to recycle styrofoam?
Well, we're always monitoring opportunities to expand the program.
When people put their stuff out at the curb, that's the last they see it. Where does it? What's the process from when it's taken from there and where it goes?
Well, it just depends exactly where it's coming from in the county. But as we mentioned before, right now it's going to a private sorting facility in Howard County. But later this year, we expect to be opening our own facility in Cockeysville, which is roughly the middle of the county.
Will that make it even more cost-effective?
Yes, it will make it more cost-effective, and that's exactly why the county's opening its own single-stream facility.
And when it gets to that facility, what exactly goes on?
Well, it's a combination of a variety of mechanical and magnetic and human means for separating the material into its various components before it's marketed.
How important, getting back to single-streaming, has that been in the recycling business for counties like Baltimore County?
Well, I think most of the counties that have gone to single stream, probably all of them, have experienced a significant increase in participation. And we've certainly noticed that. If you just take a look at the tonnages between 2009, when we were at about the 36,000-ton level, and if you take a look at where we are in 2012 with more than 52,000 tons being recycled.
Is there a way to find out how many households recycle in the county, the percentage?
No, we really don't have an accurate way to measure that. We have our best indication of participation just by the amount of material, and that's really the bottom line, is how much material are we able to recycle.
And this is a record for the county?
In 2012, the county's residents set a record, an all-time record for recycling.
And that seems like it's a big jump from the previous couple of years?
Well, it's a very big jump from going back to 2009, and each of the years since 2009, we've seen improvement.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Keep recycling, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.